Hello, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, Dina?
Not much. Waiting for you so we can have our two guys talking toys conversation that we tend to do it every now and again.
Once a week at least. This past week, twice a week.
Yes, twice a week. We're
Going
spoiling our
forward,
fans.
possibly more. Hey, I like your shirt. Do stuff.
It says do stuff that scares your family, and it's a little girl
Oh,
wrestling an
okay.
alligator.
That's not a bad plan. And you're a little further down the you're a little further down than I am, so you have a lot more opportunity to do things like that,
Right.
to
I
wrestle
thought
a
you were going to
gator.
say, like, I was a little farther down the food chain, and that's
Oh,
why.
I mean, I guess as human beings compared to gators and crocs, we probably are. We don't like to think that we are. We probably are.
Oh, we definitely are. And that's okay. I'm all right with that. So, did you get anything new this week, Mr. Tom?
I did. I actually hadn't gotten anything really up until today. Weirdly enough, I have things that are waiting for me to pick up. But as far as like in hand stuff, I actually hadn't picked anything up until today. I was in an Ollie's, and the one that's
Yay, Ollie's.
I want to like Ollie's
I was
because
in
I
an
remember.
Ollie's today too. I didn't buy anything.
Oh, were you? I hope they were. I'm almost positive they were better stocked than the Ollie's near me. Because I remember hearing all of the like reading all the posts and being super jealous of people finding like the pyramids of Trypticons for $40 when that was a
Yeah.
thing. And
Yeah,
I never
I
got
walked
to.
right by that, Jared and I. So I've been one of our biggest regrets.
I never got to partake. Like I got Trypticon immediately when he first came out, but had I been able to get one or two more, I absolutely would have because I want to you want to customize them into Gigastorm. You want to have them hanging around to possibly do a Godzilla custom out of them. And there's so
Right.
many. And we didn't get one of these until what, maybe a year or two ago. I say like
Yeah.
a year and a half ago. And this one just gets just wiped clean, just picked over almost immediately. I remember like coming in and seeing the palettes of action figures, and it looked like they had like a rat infestation because the corners had been torn open and the figures had been pulled out. So everyone had to get their tracksuit mafias before everyone else. And it was
Yeah.
just, let me stop complaining. I found Ultron. I found Ultron
Oh, you
in
finally picked
Aldi's.
it.
Yeah. I had seen like they have some of the other the Mech Strike figures.
Yeah.
I saw Falcon. I think I saw Black Panther and I picked him up and I was like, wait, no, let me. Maybe not today, and I kind of regret that because he has disappeared. Hopefully he comes back, but I saw Ultron today, and I was like, ah, oh, I gotta get Ultron because he's neat. Any I treat Ultron almost like Venom, where I'll get any version of Ultron that pops up because he's so cool. He's such a great character. When he's written well, he's written well. He's the first character that Marvel. The Marvel Cinematic Universe completely disappointed me on. I hate Age of Ultron. I think it's one of the worst
Yep.
movies they've ever done. I but
Yeah, the fact that he was sarcastic was weird.
he sounded like Woody when he got upset, that he it was showing emotion. That was
James Spader
stupid.
sound like Tom Hanks?
Yes, when he would get upset and he'd like the inflection of his voice, that's all I could see was Woody. And I'm like, why is he one? Why is he emoting at all? Two, why does he sound like Woody? This is stupid. Is he really singing No Strings on Me in a Quinjet? Dadnabbit, Marvel, what are you doing?
Could have been
Anyway,
worse. He could have said, "There's a snake in my boot."
I there's a point in time in a movie when I just expected that to happen. I'd be like, yeah, this is where we're at. I don't understand why. I don't know why you chose to do this to Ultron.
My
And
favorite Woody phrase when you pull the string is, "Somebody poison the water hole."
I loved his realization that Stinky Pete really was Stinky Pete.
Right.
What a jerk. What an absolute jerk. But I'm excited for Ultra. I love his Ultra Rex. I think that's super cool. This is another line. Like it's a really fun subline, and I kind of like I love that you can take the Ultron mech apart and make him turn into little armor for tiny Ultron.
Right, because Ultron made of vibranium and all and everything. I mean,
Like,
like
he's not
Hinodarbo.
scary enough, but I love this concept because this is exactly what Ultron would do. Like, these are the funny things that Ultron does without, like, Ultron's humor is ironic. That, like, he doesn't realize that he's being funny, and that's what makes the times where he
I
is doing
feel
something
like
humorous really
people
funny.
say that about me. They laugh at me because I don't realize I'm doing something ridiculous.
It makes sense to you. Like, they might think it's funny, but and someone may see Ultron show up with the Ultrasaurus Rex and be like, that is hilarious. And then he combines with it and stomps a town, and they're like, it's still funny, tragic, but very funny because Ultron's doing his thing and getting what he wants. The honestly, the only thing that I don't like about this figure is that he's not like he didn't get the full. I mean, I get that this is a subline meant for, like maybe like a younger audience, or it was just a, an extra line to
It's just
supplement
fun.
other lines that are out. But man, would I love to see this get the full Marvel Legends treatment. Again, I'd take this as a Build-A-Fig. If you made this properly sized, like a giant version of this Ultron with the Ultron mech as a Build-A-Figure would be amazing.
You got weirdly serious there. You were like, this would be amazing as a Marvel legend if you made it the proper size.
Proper size, because I'm sorry, Stilt Man as a Build-A-Figure is
Oh,
absurd
Lord. Yeah.
and shouldn't have been done. Don't do that. Make your Build-A-Figures big dudes. There's so many big dudes. We don't have a Stegron. We don't have a Stegron, but we have a Stilt Man who is a
You don't
Build-Figure.
have a Marvel
But
Legends Sagron in any way.
don't understand. But yeah, this was neat, and I like this. I kind of like this whole. I like the little gimmicky lines that they'll randomly do, especially when they hit like this.
Right, yeah.
So I'm gonna
I know
I'll
you've
be
been watching that one for a while.
yeah he's
Just didn't
it
want to
is
pay
kind of
full
nice.
price.
Yeah, it's nice when that works out. There's so many things that show up and you're like, not for $27.99, I don't. And then when you do happen to catch it on clearance, like I'm currently stalking the Prowl Ratchet 2-pack that has been. Mostly it's gone from Target now, but it's a 2-pack of them in like their death throes from the movie. It's them taking damage and having like bullet holes in their chest, and their faces are sculpted in horrible
Sounds
agony.
charming.
And I love it, but I also yeah, those figures already exist. It's just the minor retooling to match that scene. And I want them, but I'm not paying $59.99 for them. So I've been watching the discount eBay store to see if I can
Right.
snag them for like $17.99. I'll get them for that.
I love when a figure captures a specific moment, and the one that pops into my head every time, and I laugh every time I think about it, is the Captain Kirk Star Trek figure from the second movie, and it's named the Khan, A-A-A-A-A-A-N. Kirk, and he's got the face Khan when he yells, and you see so good.
That's probably his most intentional acting in all of Star Trek.
Right.
The screaming of Khan.
Yeah, whenever I think of William Shatner, I think of that scene and his scene from a Loaded Weapon, I think it was called, which was like a Lethal Weapon spoof movie. It had Emilio Estevez in it, and he was the bad guy. And he walked behind a tank full of piranhas, and he looks at the guy who owns him, and he's like, "Sea monkeys?" Like, it's just so weird. He said it. It's just ridiculous, classic Shatner. Is that all you found this week? Was Ultron?
Yeah, so this is it for me for this week. I'm hoping to I'll have more next week because I have some more things coming through. This was an interesting week for drops, and I'm expecting more drops as we go into July. So I've had the Godzilla Megatron drop into my pile of loot. The Thundercats He-Man crossover figures are supposed to be hitting.
I can't wait to see those.
There's a character named Shirella. So I think it's Shirella or something who's hitting the Mattel Creations website, I think, next week. And she's essentially just an Amazon where like she's got the jungle outfit on, and She's a brunette, and I think she comes with a bow and arrow, and I have no clue who she is. I think she's tied to Preternia, but
That makes sense.
thinking of the Thundercats He-Man crossover, she will fit perfectly as one of the warrior maidens. Remember the random Amazon they ran into? She looks just like one of them, or like any one of the background characters. So I maybe I hadn't planned on getting her, but once I made that connection, it's like, oh, hey, look, we don't know what we're in store for. I know they're going to probably wind up doing about six waves of this over the next year or so. I don't know
Yeah,
if they're going to be
these.
doing any Amazon maidens, but that character works perfectly as one of them. So load up, people. What'd you get? What'd you get this week?
Well, speaking of build-a-figures that need not exist, our mutual friend Mikey picked me up the last figure I needed in the movie
Hey!
Superman line, which I don't understand why
Wait,
Metamorpho, who could take any shape out of any material, one would give himself a dad bod.
is he wearing pants? Is he wearing
Yes,
jorts?
he is wearing jorts, but
What,
he can create any material. So why go with this look when he could
Yeah,
just have an Armani suit, made out of whatever material he wanted? Like,
that's some strange decision making. It's a little weird. Maybe something a
it
little more form-fitting.
looked like
Yeah.
boxers, like not boxer like you wear, like boxing, like boxers wear in the ring kind of shorts.
Yeah,
But
that is an odd decision making going on there.
yeah, well,
I don't.
you know what? He borrowed them from King Shark.
It's like, I'll give them back. I promise. These
He's
really
like,
smell like fish.
every time I loan King Shark my undies, he stretches them out.
These really smell like fish and seaweed. Thanks.
But I
Thanks,
did
King
give him the
Shark.
opportunity to finish the Build-A-Figure.
Oh, you finished him. Very
Yeah.
nice.
So there he is, flowing cape.
I do like the design of these Superman robots. These are
Yeah.
really nice. I don't know how comic accurate they are or are not, but they're a
Well, they
nice,
change
smooth
shapes, but
design.
usually they have these kind of C-3PO-esque thing going on. This is like
Oh my.
C-3PO having delusions of grandeur, and
Oh
he
dear.
puts on a cape, and then he
See,
does that.
now this has introduced the idea of C-3PO with a cape, which I think would be hilarious. Like
Yeah, if he became a
that's
Jedi.
the thing that like pushes him over the edge. He now has a cape. And they're like 3PO was a he was tough to take before, but ever since he got that cape, he has been completely intolerable. Imagine how much damage he could do if you remove that bar between his forearm and bicep, which I always thought was weird. That bar like right here. And I was like, doesn't that limit him from
I
doing
always thought
anything?
that was the hydraulic that moved his arm.
That would make sense. But it's weird that
Yeah.
it's there instead of it being an internal
Right,
kind
which is
of
why he always
thing.
kind of walks kind of this
Yeah.
way. Yeah.
He can never do a full stretch. He'll never have a full range of motion.
Do a
He'll
clothesline, yeah.
never do that thing that some ball players do where they throw the ball onto their bicep and pop it back into their arm. Like it's not in the cards for him. But
Yeah.
imagine the power that would be unleashed by
And he can't break
C-3PO
dance. He
if
can't
those
break
were.
dance.
No. His popping and locking
No.
is severely hampered. And they're like, "You're literally a robot. Why are you bad at this?" And he's like,
He
"It's these.
can't even
I
do the
can't
robot.
do it."
I also found, speaking of the Superman movie, found all the new materials, the superpowers versions.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, of Mrs. Terrific and the new Guy Gardner, because they already released Guy Gardner in a comic book accurate one. So now they did the movie version. And then Ultraman, which I'm guessing they're gonna do it as Lex Luthor cloning Superman to make Ultraman, which
I
I
guess
would.
so. Very, very, oh, what's his name? Bl very Black Noir
Yes,
from the
but I'm
Boys.
like, everybody knows who he is. Like, why are you hiding his identity? I mean, I guess in the movie they don't want him to look like Superman, but and maybe they're gonna clone him so we don't have any more of the multiverse nonsense.
Man, if they take off that mask and it's Henry Cavill, what do we? How amazing would that be? I would laugh
It
so
would be
hard.
amazing. It would
I would
be. You know
laugh
what
so hard
else?
if that was the big secret. He's like,
You know
don't
what
tell
else that
anyone.
I picked up because I wanted to give it a try and now I regret it? These little metal models, have you seen these?
I have not.
They're little
You're.
steel metal models. So you clip them away from these things and then you bend them and you poke them in. And this one, of course, I had to buy it because it's a 1989 Batmobile, right? Look, can you see this thing? Like, these are the pieces. Like, I have to flip them out of the metal.
It's everything. How thin is that? That looks.
It's thin.
Oh my Lord! You can cut cheese with that.
I opened it up and I was like, oh.
Oh, I have made a not the best decision with these.
I
Wow.
immediately was like this is it comes in two sheets. That's two sheets right there.
Wow.
As soon as I opened it, I was like, oh man, I'm gonna have to mail this to Jared and he's gonna have to do it.
Jared, you have homework. Build this Batmobile.
So
That is that's gonna be I would you have to keep me updated on the progress of that model.
I'll film it and then send you the time lapse. And then you'll see it, me throwing it against the
It's just a crumpled pie. Just send a picture of a crumpled piece of tinfoil. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, when did you pick up a Michael Bay Transformer? Oh, that's the Batmobile. All right, I understand. I know
So.
we've lost all 12 Michael Bay Transformer fans, and I'm not sorry about that. It's
Yeah.
fine. They're bad.
Good riddance to you.
They're bad.
Anyway, you know what else I saw in this store today? The other day, I went to go see the How to Train Your Dragon live action.
Oh, how did you like that?
It's fine. It's well
It's
done.
there.
It's the same story, but it doesn't have the heart of the animated one. Like the animated one made you laugh, made you cry. Like this one, the funny parts weren't even funny. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm older. Maybe I'm not watching it with my kids, but like the heart, like you felt the animated one. This one, you just watch it. It's like The Lion King and all the other ones. Like it just doesn't have that feeling.
I'm hearing the same thing about the live action Lilo and Stitch. I know they're raking in the money. They are raking in the cash, so Disney is happy. But the differences and kind of the hard hitting moments that the originals had, not
Yeah,
there.
just
Not
not
really
there.
there.
But the gift that that movie gave us was cool toys. The
I
How to
will give
Train
them
Your
credit for that.
Dragon toys
The live action
are
toys look great.
phenomenal. And I came across, like I was looking through them, and then I came across a box set that had the four dragons, the four little ones, and had Toothless and all of them, and the Zippo-back and it had the figures. Now the figures look like cock-a-doodle-doo, but the dragons look great. So you could buy the dragons with the figures for like 11, 12 bucks, or you could buy this box set for, I don't know, 45, 50 bucks. And it had the four dragons, and it's the box set's put together really well. And it made me think about how I wanted to buy the box set, of course. But then I was thinking, like, historically, I haven't purchased a lot of box sets. Like, I never really got into a lot of them. So I want to talk today about box sets and like which ones were cool. And if that's, do you prefer to buy box sets or do you prefer to buy each one of the figures individually?
Oh, that's good. That's a good topic. I like that. 'Cause the idea of the box set or like the multi-pack has been around from almost like the get-go of toy. I'm trying to think of maybe the first box set that I've ever gotten. I actually can't think of it offhand. What like my first multi-pack of anything
No,
was.
the first time I remember it becoming big wasn't in the history of me buying toys that long ago. Because when I was a kid, like the only ones that I remember really coming in multi-packs were like the Beast Warriors, the Battle Beasts, the AWA wrestlers came in two packs, right? But I really don't recall seeing them en masse really until like the Justice League Unlimited figures. They had a lot, like they had a lot of three packs, where you get three different Green Lanterns, or you would get a big bad and two good guys, or vice versa. And then they had bigger sets. Like they had, I remember a six pack that had a see-through Amazo and
Yes.
had Doomsday and Bizarro, and then Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman. And I thought that was a great set. That was a great box set. That was pretty cool.
Now that you bring it up, I think Battle Beasts were the first toy line that I remember specifically where on purpose you kind of had to have two figures. It was and that was part of the it played into the play pattern where you had your figure, but you needed to have another one so you could do the whole firewood water thing. Same thing, I guess not same thing, but I remember Muscle also did something similar where you could buy both you could buy like a can of them, but you could also buy
I
the
like the
multi.
can of them.
If I remember the multi-pack and the ones that came with the ring. And that made sense because you need the way that you were supposed to play with these figures. Like I know characters like toy lines like He-Man, you are always supposed to play with other figures, but you would get He-Man and you could have him go on adventures with Stratos, so it made sense to sell those individually. But especially for the smaller figures, it made more sense to kind of pack those together so you could immediately have a little adventure. You would get your two, maybe three, again with Muscles, if you had like the can of them, and you had an insta federation of wrestling figures to play around
That's
with.
right.
And then if you got the ring, then you could get maybe like the multicolored ones and the
We
belt, and you
never
had a little
actually made
interactive
them wrestle.
thing. I only had a few Muscle figures. Like I remember them being around. I remember seeing them on the shelf, and I just wasn't interested. The Battle Beast really roped me in. Even then, I guess you could say even then I was an articulation snob because that just having the two arms move was enough for me. I was super into Anthros, and I thought that them being little animal creatures. But there were also plenty of Anthros in Muscle, and I remember having what was his name? It was the like the hand creature, the Snigator one. I remember having him. There was kind
Everybody
of like a
had him.
dragon. Yeah, there was kind of like a dragon looking character with that had like big hands. And then there was a really cool looking one. He was purple, and he almost looked like a pharaoh. He had a mask, but it looked like a mechanical pharaoh.
He
And
had the pointy
Stanley,
chin, yeah.
yeah. So I
And
like
there
I
was the one
had.
that looked like Sergeant Slaughter, too.
Yes, I don't think I had any of the human ones because they didn't interest me. But I had a few of the monster ones, and they were around, but
I like the
I
one that
didn't
had
do
the
anything with
hammer
them.
head. His head was the head of a hammer.
I don't remember him, but I don't doubt that one existed. I remember there was one named Goldie who was just he was just massive. But part of the play pattern was to just give a bunch to you, and then you would have whatever adventures with them. So it makes sense that later on you might add a couple of figures to a set or just crank them out in a pre-made set to make sure that when kids buy them or their parents buy them for them, you have an instant play pattern already set up. I mean, even for something like this, he comes, it's Ultron plus the Rex, so you're already getting like a multi-pack of figures. You're already getting multiple figures to do what have whatever adventure with this character plus his add-on. Do you prefer having a multi, because sometimes quantity doesn't equal quality, but in
You
this
know what?
case they enhance each other, and it's a pretty good idea.
You know, it's funny. I've seen really good box sets, but I haven't purchased many. A lot of times there's already a figure in there that I already have. And I ran into that a lot with, like, after the Justice League Unlimited stuff, DC Direct continued doing a lot of good like box kits. And oddly, I didn't get, and DC kept doing it. Like they did it with the Heroes Unite, the other Justice League, the Brave and the Bold. They did it with all of them, but I haven't gotten a lot of them.
I love how smart DC Direct was with their usage or the way that they would plan out their boxes. That they followed storylines and released them accordingly. Like when Blackest Night was happening, I remember there being a black it, and some of it was here are all the main characters of this story. And that was really cool. So you didn't have to search around, and you didn't have to worry about missing whatever character from whatever thing. It was all right there in that set, and you could get them immediately. And then they would add supplemental sets, because when Blackest Night was going on, I remember buying all the Blackest Night stuff, anything I could get my hands on. But there were some characters that they were smart enough to know weren't going to sell by themselves, like Star Sapphire Fatality. Probably wasn't going to move many units, but you stick her in a box set with Indigo Lantern Monk, who's Black Lantern Beetle, and just to throw him in there, Hal Jordan, halfway between a green and a blue lantern, because that's a cool visual. And you got it. They had an instant four pack. I got it immediately, and they didn't have to worry about any one of those figures just sitting on the shelf, which I think, especially now, or as toy making became a standard thing, they became more aware of. They're like, well, we don't want to have whatever figure just sitting around, so we'll make a box set, and we'll take some maybe lesser known figures or lesser known characters, and we'll toss them in there. And that way, we don't have to worry about having like just a big pile of whatever figure.
I remember they did that with the New Frontiers figures. They all came out individually, but then they made a box set of the New Frontiers. And then the Alex Ross designs that they did all separate. They did a Justice League box set with a repaint of the Alex Ross Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and Green Arrow, maybe. I don't know. I can't remember who was in the box set. But yeah, but they just, changed the paint up a little bit and then gave you the Alex Ross box set. It wasn't the name of the story anymore. It was just Alex Ross, which was cool. Which was cool.
It's a nice way to I do like it's a nice way to give you something that you wouldn't normally see on the shelves, or to give you everything at once so you don't have to track things down. Like the when DC Universe was still running, and I remember the Green Lantern box set popped up, and you got it was like Hal Jordan, John Stewart, and their outfits were slightly different, and it was cool to get. I think it was Guy Gardner in that set. I think Guy Gardner was in that set, and it may have been the first time we got Abin Sur, and with like a swappable head, and that was really cool because you can get you. There was something unique about kind of everyone in that set. It's the first time to get Abin Sur. It was John Stewart in a slightly different outfit. So if you didn't want any of those, then you didn't like it didn't matter if you got it or not. But if you really, really wanted those characters, then you can get it. But I guess maybe this leads into the downside to the box set is that if you only wanted Abin Sur, now you've got to buy this box set to get them, which I think Hasbro also runs into when they're doing the Marvel Legend waves. If you or like the Build-A-Figure, the whole Build-A-Figure process. If you want whatever Build-A-Figure, you have to get this set. And maybe you don't want Namorita, but you need her to build Void. I can kind of see.
The box sets for me are always that, like, there'll be five figures in there, and really two of them I want, and the other three I don't, which is why I haven't purchased a lot of them. Going into, what I just thought of the three pack, Justice League Unlimited, that was my favorite, was it had Black Vulcan, Apache Chief, and Samurai in it, because they were all like superpowers, like Super Friends characters that didn't really show up in the show very often. They paid homage to them with that other genetically engineered team that I can't
Oh
remember, but
yeah, that's a good episode.
that was a good episode. But they made that three pack, and that was one of my favorites. But anyway, I interrupted about Marvel Legends. Yeah, Marvel Legends, the first box Marvel Legends I remember was the classic X-Men giant size issue, I think, when it had Beast as the human Beast, when he just had
Oh,
the
was that the Toys R Us exclusive? I do
that's the
remember
first
that
one I'm
popping
getting,
up.
that one. And then after that was the one directly after that had the had Giant Man, and then had Ant-Man with a bunch of ants, and Thor, and that horrible looking Hulk, and then the original design Iron Man, the big clunky one. Yeah, I got those two box sets right away, and I remember opening them and being disappointed in them. And then
Oh.
Yeah, like I was just like, because it was the old ones, you know what I mean? Like I had cooler
Yeah.
figures, like I had the cooler designs, the newer designs. Like I had already had Beast, I had Iceman, I had, a better Nightcrawler. But no, I didn't actually. That's why I bought that box set, is because it was the first good Nightcrawler.
Oh, okay.
That's why I bought that one, now that I think about it. But yeah, the Iceman was crappy because he looked like how he was originally drawn, which looks stupid. So
So with sets like this, I find them fascinating because you always run into like this kind of I guess difference in preferences. Like you are not a fan of that particular version of Iceman because he kind of looks like a snowman. But I
right.
bet, but like I bet there are people out there who only bought that set for that
What
Iceman. They're like, I need that original look when he looks like a snow cone. And I need it. I need no facial features at all. That's
Yeah.
why I want this. I think we're all, I don't want to say guilty of, but like we've all gotten the sets for that very reason. I know that there's one that I'm currently playing clearance chicken with, and that's the West Coast Avengers set.
Yeah.
It's been up on Amazon for a while now, and I think maybe that's why companies I don't know if they're wary. Yeah, I have no clue of the inner workings of Mattel or Hasbro or anything like that. But like you can tell for a while, sometimes they seem to get into this groove where they'll release, a box set of characters every like maybe like 5 to 6 months, you'll see something new. Like I remember for a while they were cranking out. I remember there's a Spider-Man villains 5-pack that popped up where it's like Warthog and Pretty Boy and like it's a
But
bunch of
that's a
those. Oh
good
wait,
thing.
no,
Like,
that's a different
instead of
set.
wasting the money on building a whole line around those characters, because they're pretty obscure, but people want them. So just put it out in one shot, make it a limited run. The people who want it will buy it, and everyone else will leave it alone. Like, I get it.
But I wonder if they get gun shy. Like I said, we were seeing them kind of pop out. There was that. There's the X-Men set that has Strife and Pretty Boy and Random. There was the there's the Thanos Black Order 5-pack that popped up. But those sat around for a while. Like you can find the Spider-Man, the Foes of Spider-Man 5-pack for probably like $56 now. When I remember originally it came out, and I think it had to have been maybe like 116. The X-Men 5-pack, I think you can get for probably about $50. And the original starting price was, you're probably paying retail for each figure in that wave. So maybe like 125, I think it started off
Yeah,
as.
it was a bunch.
And it makes you wonder, like, are they? Because I don't think we've seen one since that West Coast Avengers set. So I don't know if they've become gun shy or if they've just started messing around with other
Maybe.
ways to release those figures, or maybe just they decided to focus more on convention box sets.
Yeah, because it's weird because they have been doing a lot of the, because they used to do just like the, not obscure, but not their A lines, right? I remember they did the box set with the monsters that they had Werewolf by Night, Dracula, Frankenstein, and a zombie, right? And it was a limited run. You didn't see it very often. And now it's, aftermarket, it's selling for 200 some odd dollars. But that was a cool set, and that, but they pulled that one deep out. And and then they did the, Alpha Flight, like how many
Oh yeah, the
big
Alpha.
Alpha Flight fans are.
I actually have the Alpha Flight box set, and I remember when there was I don't remember if this line got a lot of releases. That I think it was towards the I don't remember if it was the end of the Toy Biz run or if it was in the very early stages of the Hasbro reacquisition of Marvel Legends, where Puck was the Build-A-Figure, and I was like, this is absurd. Talk about insulting.
was almost as
That's
bad as
slightly.
Guardians, the dog.
Or when Hitmonkey was the build. Man, there's been some terrible Build-A-Figures. The Hitmonkey Build-A-Figure, also insulting. But I remember Puck being the Build-A-Figure from one of those waves, and I was like, that's absurd. What are you
Why wouldn't they have
doing?
made Sasquatch?
You would think that eventually they learned their lesson. So like a more recent wave of Marvel Legends, Sasquatch was the Build-A-Figure, and then they did Wendigo off of the Sasquatch mold. But I remember that being a thing, and now it made more sense to more recently have done the Alpha Flight box set, where because Sasquatch had already come out as a Build-A-Figure. I think Guardian had shown up in just a random throwaway wave, and that was the one that shelf warmed. But yeah, like 3 months later, they announced the Alpha Flight wave, and then all of a sudden Guardian became valuable.
Yeah, and to me though, then there are a bunch I wasn't interested in. Like I didn't really need the House of M.
I remember the House of M. I didn't mind that set. Was what oh wait, maybe I'm thinking of the wrong one. Which was that the set that had the Iron Man that had the giant shoulder pauldrons and the thing? Oh, he was known as
The
what did
sad
they call
thing.
him? Yeah. What did they call him? He was like the Lunk or like something ridiculous.
They did have a
Yeah, and he
weird
had the
name for
collar
him.
and he was just sad. And I was like, I need sad. That was one of the main reasons I bought him, aside from Iron Man looking really cool. But look, he looks cool in the package. Well, you would never be able to
Never
stand him up.
stand
He
him up,
never
no.
stood up on his own. But Sad Thing was hilarious. And that Human Torch,
His
the
torch
demonic
was
one,
pretty cool.
the demonic
Yeah,
wings,
that's
really
the only
cool.
figure in that set I wanted, and I almost bought the set for that Human Torch, and I was like, what are you doing? You don't need it.
People probably had the same idea behind the that Spider-Man Villains 5-pack that came out towards the end of the line. And I think it was, I don't remember who was the standout figure. There was like first time in the wave figure that you got in that pack, and I don't remember offhand. I don't think it was Venom. I don't think that's the
No,
first time
it
Venom
was.
appeared in Marvel Legends, but
I did get the. There was a box set with. Well, it was the Spider-Man versus the Sinister Six, and I got that one, and that Venom was not bad. But no, it wasn't that set that had the first Venom, I don't believe.
Don't think so, but it was interesting. I can see why people would be all into that. So would you rather get? Do you think that box sets should exist at all, or do you think that everything should be parsed out in individual releases?
Well,
It's a hard balance to hit. Like I.
It is, and I tell you, I haven't purchased a lot of box sets. One, they're costly, and two, I usually get turned on to them by, two figures in the box, and I just can't, figure it out. And then I think to myself, well, I'll find that figure separately somewhere in a flea market or eBay or somewhere. So, I may have a biased opinion, but I get it. I get it in the eyes of the toy makers, because then they can do like Mojo World, right? Like, and I'm sure there are people who are a fan of the Mojo storyline in Mojo World, but I hate him. And I
That's
have
right. So
no,
does Dazzler. She also hates him.
Dazzler and Longshot, like all of those characters. I just don't need them. But some people like them, and that's one of those sets where, okay, well, if we sell Mojo separate, and they did do Longshot, and there was a horrible, horrible figure. If we put this together in a box set, people are going to think it's cool and they're going to buy it, but it's not going to be, these are characters that we're not going to sell a million of. Like they're going to become Ollie's fodder. So let's make it cool. Let's put them in a box set. And, same with those monsters. Like in a set, they're awesome. If they would have sold that Werewolf by Night figure separately, no one would have bought it. And that zombie figure, nobody would have purchased that. Dracula surely would have been bought, probably Frankenstein, but the two not. But you put them in a set and it's awesome. That, you know, that's cool. So, it has that kind of, that, like, I don't want to say shock value, but there's a perceived value in buying bulk, right? Especially when those things are tied together in a storyline that you like. Like a lot of people love the House of M storyline, so I'm sure that was a big thing. And there are people I know who loved the Young Avengers comic books, and but that box set had zero appeal to me. I didn't. The figures, their design wasn't great. The characters meant nothing to me. But they went ahead and let it. They released it, and not in big numbers. It wasn't out very long. But people who wanted it got it. So yeah, I get it. It's just not something I've bought into very much. And probably because the first couple that I bought really early on, I ended up being disappointed in because most of the figures weren't the designs that I wanted.
I think it's such a hard balance to reach, because I because you run into, okay, well, do I want to pay this amount of money to get X number of figures, or do I just wait and see if maybe like someone will parse them out separately on eBay? But then everyone knows who the more valuable characters in those box sets
Right.
are. Like if you buy that West Coast Avengers set, everyone wants that Mockingbird, because that's the first time she's shown up in that particular outfit. So if she's being sold separately, then it's going to cost her amount. The that Wolverine multi-pack that came out, which is just I don't know why I like packs that tie up loose ends. Like
Well, yeah, it's a good point.
Callisto by herself was never going to get an individual release, and if she did, she'd probably sit on the shelf for forever. But you put her in that pack with Cyber, and I love Cyber, and I might be one of 3.5 people who have him as their favorite character. I was so stoked to see him in this set, and I like no hesitation. I bought it immediately just to get him, because I know they were ever going. He's a figure that I think should have been a Build-A-Figure. He's a larger buck, but he should be bigger. Like he's a huge hulking dude. But I had to have him, and I finally got him. But if they had set him out by himself, I don't know how well he would have done. Like Maggot, I like that character as well. But he wound up in like the clearance bin
Right,
constantly.
and a lot of those characters, like the box set, like you mentioned earlier, with a random in it and others. It's like, now random is a cool designed figure, so I'm sure his stuff would sell pretty well. But nobody's like, oh, I hope there's a random figure coming out soon.
Now there are some characters that I think should always come as a box set, and I want to swing us towards Transformers. I
That's
remember
shocking, Tom. Shocking.
let's go in that direction. I know you weren't expecting this turn, but here we are. Here we are.
We've covered Battle Beasts. We had to get the Transformers. I want to see how you get Sektars and
That's right.
humanoids in here.
Look, feel free to jump in with Krishtar whenever you think he'll be suitable. We'll bring him into this too. But I remember when they especially when they first introduced probably the original self-contained box set Soundwave. He would usually come with, I don't remember if he came with Rumble and Laserbeak, but he would come with cassettes, and that was
It was a laser
his
beak and
initial.
the cat
Oh, and Ravage.
Ravage,
That makes sense. And it made sense. It was always really cool that in addition to the original play feature of this thing transforms from one thing into another, Soundwave had that additional play
I
pattern
thought that
of,
was the coolest thing when I was the kid, man.
never been replicated. They've never been able to match the coolness factor of those original cassette tapes. They've tried. They've tried a whole bunch of different things and USB sticks and discs, and nothing compares to that original
Nothing,
little
nothing.
rectangle that turns into a little man or a bat or a stegosaurus or a cat. Or
Laserbeak was awesome. And I loved every
it's
time in the
so
cartoon,
cool.
whenever Soundwave would go and press the button, like, who's coming out? Who's coming out?
It was so cool. And they all them giving them their own personalities is super cool. Ravage, Laserbeak, Rumble and Frenzy, those should always come with him. And I know that not too recently, but a few years ago, there was a Netflix exclusive that came out in Walmart, and it was a new version of Soundwave, and he came with four cassettes. And I've always thought that that's the best way to release him. He should always be a box set of him. The
Yeah,
more cassettes,
I
the
agree.
better. Same thing with the Combiners. I remember when Devastator came out. Honestly, don't remember if you had to buy. I think you could buy the Constructicons individually. I know you could for Generation 2, because that was when I first started collecting. When I first had like the funds to start buying them on my own. But I remember that you could buy the original Devastator originally, in a box set. And same thing for the other combiners. Like you can get Defensor and Abominus and the Predacons. But I do remember them being sold separately. So I guess that kind of brings us to another question. Do you think that box sets should be reserved for compiling figures that have already come out individually?
I would say no. Like, if I'm going to buy a box set, it's going to be figures that I can't get individually, because then I could get them at will. I could piece them out. I could spend $20 as opposed to $80, right? I would rather do that. And you know what's cool? I do like that some of the more inexpensive lines that are geared towards kids, like actual toy lines, not collector lines, like the movie figures. And I like how we're like toy people have finally woken up and realized that toys should be for kids, right? So we have,
They not all of them. They should have, but they haven't.
right? Well, I still like buying toys that are meant to be toys, right? So then you have the Marvel Legends, but then, like, for instance, we'll talk to the Into the Spider-Verse figure lines that came out, and then they had the ones that were of lower quality that were being sold for 10, 11, $12, right? And then they made the big box sets of the movies with those figures. So they did the Doctor Strange Into Madness or whatever the hell it was called, and it had Vulture, and it had, there were like, I don't know, six or eight figures in there. And then they did the multiverse one with all the different, and you could find them at Target. And it was like $30 for like six figures or something like that. They were articulated. I think maybe they were 5 point, maybe more. They might have had the bending elbows, but they also sold them separately. And in the separate one, like Punk Spider-Man came with his guitar in the box set. He didn't, but it was still a cool little set, and it was affordable, and you could see, like, okay, like, I'm gonna buy the separate one to shut my kid up on Saturday while I'm trying to shop, right? But like for his birthday or for Christmas, you get the box set, right? It's a little bigger. It's and I kind of like it like that. Like, I maybe I'm being sentimental because I think toys should be for kids, right?
How
But
dare you, sir?
I know. And when I started buying toys, I was buying toys. I wasn't buying collector pieces, right? Now, of course, I buy collector pieces now because of, I don't know, I'm an idiot. But I still think toys
Called
should be toys.
passion.
And I
Passionate.
loved, yeah, I loved that they were making, like, okay, collectors, here's your things, and we're gonna raise the money. We're gonna be $27 a piece. But here are the ones for kids, and they make those 12-inch ones, the Titan line, that are like $11 for the regular ones and maybe 14 for the big characters like Venom and Hulk and Red Hulk, right? And they're great, and they're good for kids and the other ones, but they do a lot of multi-packs for those. For instance, they've got the Batman, Killer Croc, and King Shark one of those big figures on the shelf now. Now that's a cool little box set, and it's, $35 or $40, but you're getting three 12-inch tall action figures that are well articulated and jointed and made for kids. So I kind of like those box sets in that regard, when they're done and they're affordable and they're cool and they're great.
Do you know who I think handles box sets fairly well? And I know we give him a lot of guff, but in this area they handle it pretty well. NECA with their
NECA,
Ninja
I was
Turtles
wondering.
stuff, they do a pretty good job of releasing having worked with the license for this long, I think they've gotten a pretty good idea of what should be a box set and what should be an individual release.
Absolutely, like that wrestling one, those
The
figures,
intergalactic
like
wrestling figures
the only one that
that
would
made
sell would be
sense.
the all black turtle. That's the only one that would sell.
That'd be the only
But
one that would sell.
as a set, I was like, oh, this is cool. If I saw the I mean I swear if I saw those figures individually, I'd be like, this is stupid. But when I see them in the box set, I was like, that's cool that they remembered that exact moment like that.
And there was always that. I remember when they first revealed that they were doing another version of the Mirage Ninja Turtles, and they had their setup at New York Com at Toy Fair. I remember being concerned about how they were going to release those figures, because the arcade ones had been released individually, and if depending on when you hit Walmart or Best Buy or Target or whatever, you may not find Leonardo, you may not find Raphael, which sucks because you want all four in that format, in that style. And when they started popping up, the Mirage Turtles were a four pack and it was awesome. And yes, the price was a little bit up there, but it was kind of worth it. It was almost like the additional cost. Like I understood why they were charging what they were charging, but the additional cost also factored into peace of mind. It's like that was a peace of mind tax. So
Right.
I don't have to run around and try to like get to the NECA section while the NECA guy is putting stuff on the shelf while trying to not have his hand bit off by rabid either resellers or people online who wanted to buy it for their friends or whatever.
Or
I
Tom.
could just, yeah, or me, I could just buy it for myself and have all four and not have to worry about like hunting down Donatello and like, why is this the only one that I'm missing? Why is he never on the shelf? And then I
Right.
can just buy them all in one set. And they've done this repeatedly with the Mirage Turtles, the Archie Turtles, the Turtles in Disguise from the animated series.
Yep.
There's a new set that came out with I don't know if it's like them on the docks or something with like they're all wearing almost like the like 1950s style outfits.
Yeah, they look like gangsters.
Yeah, and now the most recent San Diego release is another four pack, which they actually have a coupon on. So if anyone is watching and you want a NECA four pack of Ninja Turtles that are I don't remember if they're from the animated or whatever, but they offered a coupon for whatever amount off, so you can go and get them pretty decently. It covers tax and shipping, but what more can you ask for? But I like the way that they handled their individual versus box set stuff. Like the releasing the Mighty Mutanimals as individuals, I think actually made sense. If they had come out as a box set, I absolutely would have gotten them all at one in one go and been happy. But I get that maybe Jaguar is not someone that you needed on your set, but you really love Dreadmon, and I love Dreadmon. But
Yeah.
maybe you don't need another Man Ray. So like that made a little
Who
bit more
doesn't?
sense to break that up. But I was on board. I think that they do a pretty good job. I'm a little surprised that they didn't as maybe like a final hurrah for Gargoyles. I don't know when they decided that Gargoyles was done, but I would have expected them after the Demona Goliath two pack that had the
Exact
what was
same
it called?
figures in them. Yep.
Yeah, it was the same figure, no real change, not their best work. But I'm a little surprised we didn't get a clone pack. No effort
Right.
needed to go, like
Well,
the most effort that needed to go into something like that would have been maybe like the box art. Like
yeah.
we've already got the base bodies for all the clones. Just color,
Yeah,
just
they
use them
dropped
to
a lot
color
of balls on it.
plastic.
I'm afraid they've dropped the Dungeons and Dragons line too, because I haven't seen anything new coming out of that.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything new come out for that. And I don't think they did any like multi-packs for Dungeons and Dragons, did they?
No.
Don't remember offhand.
Jerks.
Which is kind of a shame because that would have been really nice to see. I wonder how independent companies think about box sets. Company, I'm thinking of companies
They like
like
to sell all their figures independently.
I think that's probably the best plan for them in
Yeah.
the short term and probably the long term as well. But I wonder what
Yeah.
they think
Well, because
about doing
they don't
stuff
want to
like that.
sell, they don't want to release all their, because they've got a smaller inventory, right? They don't want to release
Yeah.
them all in a box set that it's going to cost more and maybe not get purchased, right? So,
I mean,
if you don't
you
have
get
a
a
huge
company.
inventory, you want to sell smaller units.
I guess it depends on what you plan on selling in that set. Like, if that set has a theme, because take Mondo for example,
Yeah.
they're doing the real Ghostbusters, and they have started doing a. I think you've probably seen it where they have a Ghostbuster and then a ghost. So you get
Right.
like Egon with the Boogeyman, and it's a
Right.
multi-pack, and it makes sense, but it's also very expensive. Like,
There are a
granted,
lot of
that's kind of the
Ghostbuster multi-packs. Like I got the O-ring ones, I got the Mego type ones in a big box. I
Oh, did that
have
come in the multi-pack? That makes sense.
All four of them in one multi-pack. I've got a lot of Ghostbusters toys, and they did a lot of them came in multi-packs. Which I like, because like you said, so coming from the guy who said I don't genuinely buy multi-packs of box sets, yes, like you said, like who wants to have the Ghostbusters minus Venkman, right? You need to have them all together. So how it goes.
I mean, it makes sense to kind of put them all together, or to bundle them with an actual ghost. So you again, you have that immediate kind of play feature put in there.
Right.
Or if you're not, yeah, you don't have to crash bang boom your toys around. So if you're just
You don't
a
have
you
to.
don't have to. You can, and no one should feel bad about that. If they're your toys, play with them as you will. Just smash
Crash,
them
bang,
around.
boom,
Take
crash, bang.
that, guardian robot. But if you're buying, again, if you're buying like the Mondo 2 pack, and you get I think, oh, who's the newest one? I think it's Winston is coming out. I don't remember who he's facing. Samheim came with someone else. But like, you get those two and you have an immediate setup. Even before, you don't need all four Ghostbusters. You've immediately got a cool little, like, you can set up a scene with these figures that you wouldn't be
Right.
able to do if you got these individually, which is kind of neat. But I think they might be kind of an exception to rule. Because like you said, I think a lot of companies want to get rid of their inventory instead of chance it maybe sitting around because of the cost. That's why we don't see
Right.
like Plunderling multi-packs. As far as I know, I don't think they have any two
No, I
packs or
haven't
three
seen any.
packs. They're all sold individually, and that makes sense, because you don't want to chance that sitting around just gaining dust. Like, I think that's why
Right.
I don't remember offhand if Boss Fight does multi-packs. I don't think they do. I know they do deals where you can get multiple figures, maybe at a
Right.
discount, but I don't think there are any like two or three packs that they stick together. Even like for the stuff like Popeye and Strawberry Shortcake, I think those are all individual figures.
Yes, yeah. They are.
So here's a question for you, because
Oh, question. Yeah, because we're getting to the end here, so it's got
we're
to be
nearing the
question
end,
time.
and it's but this isn't the question, but it is a question. Do you consider in we live in a world of crowdfunding now. Do you consider a project like the Cobra Hiss, or the Dragonfly, or Unicron, the Ghost? These all come with stretch goals that most of them are unlocked. Most of them come with additional figures plus, the main offering. Do you consider that a box set, or do you consider that like a wave, or do you think that's its own completely separate thing?
I consider those a vehicle because, like, when we were kids, right? When you bought a vehicle, it always came with one figure or two figures, right? So, if you bought the Triple T, you got Sergeant Slaughter. If you bought the Hiss Tank, you got the Hiss Driver. If you bought Dragonfly, you got Wild Bill, right? So, that was just the way it went. So, like, I think of them along those lines. Like, it's not really a box set, it's the complete, the complete toy.
So in that kind of situation, like if you get Snowcat, and you
Yeah,
get,
it
I
didn't
don't
come
remember
with
who.
someone. It didn't come with someone.
Oh, it didn't. I picked
No.
the one vehicle in G.I. Joe that
What was
cemented that
ridiculous on the
Tom does
box
not know
art,
anything about G.I. Joe.
in the box art, Gung Ho is driving the Snowcat with just the vest on. That's how tough.
Not only did I pick a bad example, I picked maybe the worst example. Who came with the Dragonfly?
Wild Bill.
Okay, does that make sense in the world of Joe?
Yes.
You would know better than I would. All right, so in the case of the Dragonfly, he comes with Wild Bill. Is Wild Bill an accessory, as opposed to like just a full-on extra figure in your eyes, since you're the collector of Joes?
No, he's not an accessory. He's a necessity. You need him for the pilot.
Can't have him without
Yeah, you can't have a copter without the pilot. He's a necessity. He's not an
it.
accessory.
Because I've often wondered when they're doing HasLabs and they offer, here's the initial offering, and here are the stretch goals. I've kind of wondered if they should take a swing at, and if anyone would bite if they said, we're just going to do a wave of figures, but they're figures that maybe you wouldn't ever see before. So, like, and I think they almost kind of did this with the Hell Charger when they did
Right.
Ghost Rider. So they did Ghost Rider. It was the Hell Charger. It was the Danny Reyes. So the initial offering was the car and the Ghost Rider figure. And then the stretch goals became Hellstrom, Madeline Pryor, Fisto. That was the big one. They were like,
Right.
listen, and
That
they
was
said
the draw.
kind of straight out, we're never making a Mephisto figure. Guys, it's not happening. And if you want to spend $750 to get the DC, the Diamond Select one, go right ahead. But this is your only other option. That'll be, I forget, the Hell Charger, I think, was more expensive than it needed to be, but they had decked it
Yeah,
out with
yeah.
a lot of accessories and lights and sounds, and I think they probably didn't need to. But the way the HasLab was shaping up, it was becoming a wave of figures, which was
Right.
interesting to me. And it got me thinking, like, I kind of wondered when they got to the Galactus release and they said, you know, it's Galactus. He comes with Silver Surfer. The stretch goals are Nova, Morg, and was it Fallen? No, Fallen was Walgreens. But he comes with those three figures. And I was like, I wonder if they could pull off a cosmic wave of figures like this.
Right. They would never.
But then I don't know who your main offering would be. I don't know who your main offering would be because Galactus is kind of the only main
Right.
cosmic giant that anyone would want. You can't do
Yeah.
Tenebris, you know, even though I want Tenebris, no one else wants him. But then you offer Stardust, Redshift, like maybe like a clear version of Fire Lord. And I like I always kind of wondered whether or not that would be something that fans would go for.
I don't know. Maybe. I doubt it, though. I doubt it.
Do you think it would be because they don't want to support crowdfunding, or do you think it would be too, like, you think the characters would be too obscure for that price?
You're
Because it
going to
would
have the
absolutely be
people,
like a higher price.
right? You're going to have the people who want them because they're obscure, and then you're going to be the people who don't want them because they don't have that connection to them, right? That's a difference in collectors, right? There's the collector who's like, oh, I'm never going to see that character again. Regardless of how I feel about them, I need to get them. And then you have the collectors, like, and I'm more this way now, especially that I buy the stuff that I'm connected to in some way.
Yeah. All right.
So
That's that
I
sounds.
wouldn't be interested in that.
That sounds fair. Take notes, Hasbro and Mattel and anyone else who's thinking of doing crowdfunding. So, all right. I'd say we're at the end or past the end. So I'm gonna end this on a gonna end this on a question. This will be the question.
All right, the question.
What would be your ideal box set? You get to make a box set. You get to just walk into whatever company you want and you're saying, this is my idea. You got to
Right.
do it because Tom said so.
I'm a big fan of the Marvel Legends animated, Fox animated afternoon X-Men series guys. I'm a big fan of those. And they didn't make enough of them. I want more.
Agreed.
That being said, a box set, because I don't think they would sell individually very well, but a box set of the Morlocks that were featured in the animated series in that
Oh,
style
yes.
would be very cool.
Give me that one poor dude who always gets cornered and he's like, I don't have powers. I just look different.
And I
He
forget
needs
all
a
their names, but
toy.
you need the kid with the little wool hat that got sick, and
You need bleach.
you need Callisto, you need them. You need Leech. That would be a cool box set. I'd be on board for that one.
I think
But
a
again, I have
Morlocks
a
box set
connection
would
to
be
all
cool.
those. Especially in that animated look.
Yeah, no, I agree. Especially with how wildly well received the X-Men 97 line was, in addition to, the show kind of bumping up interest in the line, I would absolutely think that a Morlocks dedicated, even if you did it as a convention exclusive, people would be mad. I get it. But if
I
you
would be
did it as
mad.
a convention exclusive where it's just the Morlocks and you get, like five or six, and then you have the kids who are little, so that's your Wily Kit and your Wily Cat, who should only count as one figure, and you just load it up with maybe six. I can see this being maybe like a six or seven figure box set. And then you make the box look like a giant sewer pipe
Like the
outside.
sub with the subway thing in the back of
Yeah,
the
100%. Do what they did with the Defenders box set. So I remember that looked really cool, where it looked like a subway car, and you had all the figures posed. It looked like they were hanging out on the subway. Like that would be really cool. That's a good idea. I like that.
And for you?
For me, I want. So, Jada Toys is taking too long. They're taking too long with the Mega Man line, and I love Mega Man. I love him, and at this point, it's been years. We've gotten a grand total of about six figures. I want them to just give me box sets. I'm over it. Give me box sets. Give me and let us know beforehand. Hey, Mega Man 1 is coming, and have your box set look like the character select screen where you put your whatever, every box set can come with a new colored Mega Man. So you get your Mega Man 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's all like the Robot Master faces, or even like the front could be a clear thing and they're all in the front, and then the back can be all their faces. But we are burning daylight and we are not getting enough Mega Man figures, and it's taking forever. And toys, just do box sets, man. Give me, I need box, I need Rockman figures, I need Mega Man figures, I need Robot Masters. And at this point, I would be glad to pay whatever the amount is for a multi-figure box set. Do Mega Man 1, 2, like make that the theme of the box. It's just 1, 2, 3, 4 through 8 through 10 through the specials, through the versus Street Fighter special, through you can do the Game Boy. There's so many Mega Man characters. You can't go wrong, and people will pay it. Everyone will pay it. I can't think of anyone who is sane who would say, oh, 8 Robot Masters and a Mega Man. I'm not paying for that. Fine,
I
more
wouldn't
for
pay for it.
me.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Thanks a lot.
You better go and pay for that multi-pack Mega Man figures, because it'll be worth it. You won't know it at the time. Totally worth it. And then you get into the X series, do the same thing. And then multi-packs of enemies. Like I don't know why we aren't lousy with Mega Man fodder right now. Like they should be all over the shelves. The amount of Sonic stuff that exists right now should be equal to the amount of Mega Man stuff that is available. So that's my box set. Oh, real quick, I heard, and again, this is like super rumor, completely unsubstantiated, but I did hear that Blockies, man, if Blockies got their hands on the Mega Man license with the way that their system works, and Mega Man is custom made for that kind of release, like they're all the amount of reuse, the reusable parts, and that's most of Mega Man anyway. You get a certain amount of body types, slap a different color paint on them, do some, redesign a couple of parts that are specific to whatever Robot Master, but generally the arms and the legs, most 85% of them are the same, which is why I don't understand why it's taking Jada so long to get us more Mega Man toys. But that's my one.
Good
I want
choice.
Mega
Good
Man.
choice.
Hey, so Future Tom here again, wondering why I'm paying for Zoom when it just loves crashing my audio and throwing it all out of sync and making the video unrecoverable. But anyway, we managed to make it to the end of the episode before everything went kind of completely downhill from a technical standpoint. So I just wanted to thank you for watching. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you have, please feel free to leave us a like, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, let us know what you think about box sets and what kind of sets you would like to see. You can get a hold of us on Blue Sky. Our handle is Two Guys Talking Toys. That is the number 2, no G after the talking. We're also on Instagram at Two Guys Talking Toys. See you next week. Take care, everybody.